This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio Network. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We're on a third hour, DirecTV, channel 349, Dish TV, channel 216, many cable systems around the country. Let me give you that number. Let's see if I can find that number. Newsmax gives you a number. You just dial this number right now. And Newsmax will connect you to your cable carrier wherever you are in the United States. Like, as an example, in Vegas, Cox Cable. They'll connect you to Cox instantly, the right number at Cox, to tell them you want your Wayne Allyn Root, your War Now. And the only way to get it is for Cox to pick up Newsmax TV. So you get to tell your local cable carrier, we're going to switch to DirecTV or Dish if you do not get Newsmax TV. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. 6397, and they will connect you instantly to your local cable system for free. 844-500-6397. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Whether it's a volcano in Hawaii or an earthquake, the big one on the San Andreas Fault in California, or whether it's some sort of an attack by an Iran or a North Korea or a war in the Middle East, or the storm coming could be stormy. Is there a stormy in your life? You need Tangible to be your safe haven, your safe port in the storm. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. Receive your free American Silver Eagle coin. It's all silver. It's fresh from the mint. It's beautiful. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They're actually sending you a real coin that's worth $20 just for calling. 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. Call the number again, 833-WAR-TALK. And we've got Dane on the line, line one. Dane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Hey, Dane, you're on with Wayne. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Hey, listen, Wayne, I wanted to talk about you had mentioned Glenn Beck. You know, in my personal opinion and from my own experience, which I'll tell you in a second here, this man is not a real man. He's really a phony. And I'll tell you why. In 2012, April 21st, I went down and I paid almost $800 to go see him talk and get a VIP ticket to get a chance to get a picture with him at a special event that he was hosting at a hall down in San Diego. Anyway, long story short, we waited 3 hours to see him. We finally brought him in the room. There was about 50 of us there waiting all this time. And so he comes in finally, and when we're about ready to get our pictures, they bring in about 15 of his Mormon friends and take about 20 minutes of time. They all got in for free. They all got pictures. While we're all standing there after 3 hours, and we paid $507.40 to get a picture with them, which he never sent the picture to us. He, wow. To me, when he looked at us, he didn't look at us. He looked over us. He looked around us. He wasn't genuine. He wasn't real. What he was saying to you, he could care less about you. Wayne Allyn Root, I met Wayne Allyn Root. He looks at you, he's genuine, he's real, he's sincere, and he looks at you with sincere, genuine look. Glenn Beck is a phony, in my opinion, not real. And what he's doing with Trump now is trying to save his ruined disastrous, broken career, and it's never going to come back.
Now, let me ask you, let me push you a little bit. First of all, thank you for the compliment, and I'm more than real. I actually became friends with you, right? We text each other, so it just goes to show
you. Listen, Wayne,
is there any
you're one of the most genuine person I ever met.
Is there anyone in America who's listens to Glenn Beck that texts Glenn and he texts back? I doubt it. I doubt anyone in America. And I do that all the time with my fans. But let me ask you this. So, look, when you met me, you said there's a real guy, right? You stood in the room with Glenn Beck, and you're telling me the minute you were in there, now you had spent over $500 just to get in a room with him. So, obviously, he was like a hero of yours beforehand, right?
It was in his heyday, and I spent $800 just to go from San Luis Obispo to San Diego, take a plane, stay overnight, everything. It cost me about $850 to make that little trip.
So at the time, forget about now in retrospect, at the time, were you just immediately, like, devastated? You just knew this guy the minute he walked in the room and you saw what was going on? Or you had to think about it,
I saw a complete phony. He wasn't sincere. He could care less. He didn't. He took about 10 seconds. When you were talking to him and trying to be sincere and tell him about stuff and how you wanted to do and help stuff, he was just looking through you, looking at the room, who's looking at him. He had no interest whatsoever what you had to say. Zero.
Right.
And he's just not real. And it cost me $507.40 to have that experience. And I actually demanded that he pay me back because it was a ripoff.
And did they ever
pay
back?
Of course, I never heard from
him. Didn't pay
never. He's not going to.
But you never even got the picture, you're telling me. Did not get the picture?
Never sent me the picture. Never even sent us the picture. And I called and called. They just blew us off. Never.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was a horrible experience, and it was something I'll remember the rest of my life. How people compared to who you are, and compared to who Glenn Beck is, there's a world and worlds of difference. And I say this with all sincerity: you are one of the most genuine, real people in the world.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And let me tell you the reason why, though. I'll tell you the reason why. I'm going to tell you the story as to why Wade Root acts the way he does with fans. I always assume that every time I meet someone might be the only time they ever meet me, and I want them to walk away with a great experience and say, wow, I really like that Wade Root. He's a great guy. I don't want them to go home and say, what a jerk. What an a-hole. I don't ever want anybody to say that. I believe every time you meet someone could be the only time they ever meet you, and they might tell 10 people about you. And so when I was like, I must have been 17 or 18, and my neighbor, no, I couldn't have been 17 or 18 because I would have moved by then. I was 16, and I lived in Mount Vernon, New York, and my next-door neighbor was a cop, and he was a cop at Yankee Stadium. So I got to play ball on the ball field with the Yankees and their kids all the time. And one day when the game was over, I was actually standing around, kind of milling around, waiting for him to take me home, right outside the Yankees locker room, and who walks out but the second baseman, Willie Randolph. And Willie Randolph was one of my heroes. And I was like, oh, my God, here's Willie. And I said, hey, Willie, how are you? And he said, didn't really say anything. So then a woman walked up to him, was clearly his wife or his girlfriend, and she was holding a baby, and that was clearly his kid. And Willie says to me, hey, kid, do me a favor. Remember the commercial with Joe Green, Mean Joe Green? Hey, kid, the Coke bottle. He says, hey, kid, do me a favor. Because Willie had like 12 bags in his hand. He was taking balls and bats and clothes home, and he couldn't grab the kid. And he said, hold my kid for me and walk me out to the car. I thought that was the greatest thing in the world, right? So I took his kid. He's given me the responsibility of holding his kid. I'm 16 years old. I'm holding his little one-year-old baby. And he gives some bags to the wife, and he takes some bags. And I think it might have been the last day of the season. That's why they were taking stuff out of the locker room. And I walk back to the car with him, and he puts the kid in the car, and the wife gets in the car, and he gets in the car, doesn't say a word to me, and drives off. Never says thank you. Never says here's. It might have been insulting. He'd said here's $5, kid, because I wouldn't have wanted money. He was my hero. But even if he'd given me $5, at least would have meant he acknowledged I did something. But he didn't do anything. He took the kid out of my arms, never looked back at me, got in the car and drove away. And I always said that feeling was so empty. I felt like a used piece of garbage to that guy. And I never liked him again. I never rooted for him again. It kind of ruined my feeling for the Yankees at the time. And I always kept that feeling with me. And I said, if I ever make it big, I'm going to treat people differently. And that's the thing. I treat kids. I treat a homeless man. I treat a janitor all the same and a rich guy all the same. I treat everyone like they're the most important person in the world to me for the 1 minute I'm meeting them, because I remember the Willie Randolph story for the rest of my life. So that's why I try and be a good guy.
He must have been a friend of Glenn Beck's and want to say something else about your Wayne. Listen, a first-time impression will be a lifetime impression, and that one impression can change the world, and it can go to millions of other people, that one person. You don't know how many people I talk to about Wayne Allen Root and what a sincere, great person this is. The people that I've told, a million people know now.
Dave, thank
that's
you.
What happened.
Goodness, I appreciate it. And the one thing I want to share real quick, just you didn't know Glenn Beck. You were a total stranger who was paying money to get a picture with him and to say hi to him. But I was his star writer on The Blaze. I'm going to say this on public radio. I was the star, you know, I was the star writer, their number one writer, because I got more hits and more views than anybody in the history of The Blaze. And his people that worked for him, his editors, loved me. They had a conference call with me once and said, Wayne Root, this is the one and only Wayne Root we're talking to. I said, yeah. Oh, my God, our hero, the guy who got a million hits on one story. You are the man. You are the greatest. This is what his three top executives were saying to me. But then I ran into Glenn Beck backstage at FreedomFest, and he couldn't have given me the time of day. And I was Wayne Root. I was his star writer, and he acted like he didn't know me in his whole life. I mean, you just go, what? Unbelievable. These guys are all just, it's not Glenn Beck, it's almost all of them. They just live in a different world than the rest of us. They're not nice to people. They just get too big for their own shoes, their own britches. And they just don't remember where they came from. I can never be like that because I'm a son of a butcher and I know where I came from. And I love other sons of butchers. And someday they may be more important than me. Be nice to the people on the way up because they may kick you in the balls on the way down. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio. USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV in the third hour. Make sure you tune in our third hour to DirecTV, channel 349, or Dish, channel 216. War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer, it comes out like new? Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor of the segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. If you are among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, well, guess what? Hashtag me too. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. Me too. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Me too. How cool is that? Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. Me too. That's what I pay. It's my cost. Mom, dad, all the kids for $449 a month. Doesn't matter how many kids you have. It's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. They saved me $18,000 last year. They'll save me $18,000 this year. Liberty Health Share. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237. Toll-free 855-585-4237. Liberty Health Share. All right. More stuff in the news, just to always be kind of informational for the people listening to my show. And I don't assume conservatives are doing cocaine. I assume they're always responsible people. But, you know, who knows what your kids are doing, right? So it's just a good lesson to learn. This gal in England is a beautician, 19 years old, Georgia Cassidy, traveling with her boyfriend, pulled over for a random check in Kirkby, England, near Liverpool. And in the moments before the cop pulled her over, she concealed the drugs in her mouth so that the cop wouldn't find the cocaine. And the officers found nothing suspicious and allowed the pair to leave. But then she suffered a serious seizure the same day, that night, rushed from the parking lot outside the bar to Aintree Hospital, where she died from cocaine toxicity 3 days later. So it just goes to show you, you know, don't stick a bag of cocaine in your mouth. It doesn't work. You die. Just good to know things like this, because I wouldn't have known that. Of course, I've never been around cocaine. I've never been around drugs. So I wouldn't be in that trouble in the first place. But that's not the point. She might have been a very nice girl, and her boyfriend had some coke, and he said, hide this for me, and she did it, and she's dead now, just because it gets absorbed, I guess, in your gums. It's different than snorting it, I guess. To have it in your mouth kills you. That's amazing. But it's good to know these things. Bad for her, but good for the rest of us, because maybe just telling you that will help someone avoid dying or being mortally injured. Anyway, a Doral resident shouting anti-Trump rhetoric is shot in police firefight at Trump National Resort. It's amazing this doesn't happen more often. I thought about this when I was at Trump's resort myself. Not Mar-a-Lago, because that's like a military fort. I mean, the Secret Service are everywhere, and you can't get in without, you know, being on the guest list. But he has a golf course, and I just thought, you know, anybody could drive in. Anybody could eat at the restaurant. Anybody could play golf. And if they brought a gun, I don't mean that Trump would be in trouble because he's got Secret Service around him. I mean the employees of the golf course I worried about. And so I was right, because here an armed man shouting rhetoric against President Trump fired a handgun inside the Trump National Doral Golf Resort in what authorities described as a type of ambush attack before he was arrested. He was stopped by five police officers who shot at his legs. The golf club in Miami-Dade County is owned by Trump's privately held company. The president was not there during the 1:30 in the morning incidents. That's what I mean. I mean, you could walk into one of Trump's properties, Trump Tower, somewhere, and just start shooting innocent people in the name of how much you hate Donald Trump. Arrested was Jonathan Oddie, 42, a Doral resident, who was hospitalized and was in good condition Friday afternoon. The only other reported injury was to a Doral police officer who may have broken his wrist. Probably diving, right? You're probably diving for cover when this guy starts shooting. And when your hands land, you could easily break your wrist. I get it. But that's pretty weird stuff, 1:30 in the morning. And just, you know, in that same mode of crazy liberal nutcases who need mental institutions as straitjackets, Nazis die spray-painted on the Keswick Theater ahead of Tommy Lahren's appearance there, her speech there. Protesters hit the streets to voice their concerns about conservative commentator Tommy Lahren in Glenside, Pennsylvania. They were kept across the street from the Keswick Theater in Glenside, where Lahren gave a speech Thursday night. A group of counter-protesters expressed support for Lahren. Lahren herself came out amidst those supporting her, urged respect for the counter-protesters and their First Amendment rights of free speech. This all followed an incident overnight where Nazis die was spray-painted on the theater. And Lahren tweeted, "Truth is the new hate speech. You don't intimidate me. See you tonight, Glenside." And she went. Great gal. Beautiful gal, by the way. Beautiful gal. When we get back, I want to tell you more about the Vegas massacre. Some new stuff going out. Interesting stuff from eyewitnesses. And a lot of people are saying that there were two women in the crowd moments before the shooting started saying, "You're all going to die." So this narrative that it was just Stephen Paddock just doesn't hold water. Then why were there women in the audience saying, "You're all going to die"? Pretty strange. I'll be back in a second. We'll talk about the Vegas massacre. We've got guests. We'll take calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And being that my main market is Las Vegas, and so many people listen, we got a great show in Vegas. Everyone in town is listening. If you know something about the Vegas massacre, call us. 833-WAR-TALK. I want to hear it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Law enforcement officials identified the person in custody today in a Texas school shooting as 17-year-old Demetrios Pagortzis. We're also hearing there may be two other folks of interest that authorities are looking into, and that two weapons were used. Let's hear more from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
It's impossible to describe the magnitude of the evil of someone who would attack innocent children in a school, a place of learning where parents should be able to send their children without fear for their child's safety. It's with a very heavy heart that I can confirm that as of this time, there have been 10 lives that have been lost and another 10 that have been wounded.
Santa Fe, Texas is a city of about 13,000 residents and roughly about 30 miles southeast of Houston. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. We're taking calls during this hour. No guests during this hour. We're taking calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. I think a lot of people had the old number, and they got confused. They don't even know this new number, 833-927-8255. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Blue Blocker Sunglasses, my great friend Joe Sugarman. How good are Blue Blockers? America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space. Over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own, blocking 100% of UVA, UVB, and the always dangerous blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and it won't shatter. Call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. That's $20 a pop plus postage if you get two of them. And just, you can't get a deal like that with sunglasses of this quality that protect your eyes like this. There's nothing in a mall that isn't $100. These are $20, and they're the best sunglasses you can buy for the money. Amazing. They look like sunglasses that cost hundreds more. If you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. And he's been with us. He was with us in the wintertime. It's summer now. Everybody needs sunglasses. There's not an excuse in the world why you're not spending $40 for two sunglasses. So you got one pair in spare, or one pair in your house, one in your car. That's what I do. It's one in my house, one in my car. 90 days for a full refund. Call toll-free, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777. And also call him and thank him for sponsoring the show and writing, you know, signing the front of the check and writing all those checks. 800-722-7777. Thank Joe Sugarman from Wayne Root. All right, so here's a story online that's really interesting. I've heard this before, and I haven't heard it in a long time. Two female concertgoers made threats minutes before the October 1st massacre took place, as security guard working the venue. A female security guard who was working the Route 91 venue on the night of October 1st massacre told police she overheard several women making hate-filled threats around 9:20 p.m. According to the security guard statement, one of the two women was approximately 5'6" tall, weighed about 200 pounds, and had long straight hair past her shoulders. She was wearing a light-colored shirt, was in her 30s, was possibly Mexican, could have been Asian, but had no accent. That's interesting. You're mixing up Mexicans with Asians? I don't think Mexicans look like Asians, and I don't think Asians look like Mexicans, so I'm not quite sure what that means. Her voice was clear and concise. She came off as cold, hard, and hateful, security guard reported. The woman was overheard saying, "These stupid effing white people are going to know how it feels. They deserve this. Wait until later." Additionally, the security guard documented how a second woman, who also appeared to be Hispanic, about 5'4", petite, short black hair, no accent, in her 30s, made additional threats and may have had foreknowledge of the attack. "Woo-hoo, like shooting fish in a barrel," the second woman said. The security guard also documented how another Hispanic couple in their 50s or 60s were standing nearby, but said nothing. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? You know, sometimes you read this stuff and it's just weird. What do you mean another Hispanic couple in their 50s or 60s were standing nearby, but said nothing? What does that mean? So they said nothing. What do you want them to say? They weren't part of the problem, so I'm not sure why you say that, but I would leave that out of future references of this story. But this is like the 20th time I've heard that. I've never heard it from a credible person before, a security guard. Security guard to me is credible. Security guard says they saw something or heard something, and I go, oh, well, okay, there's something. If a person says it, it means nothing. They could be making it up. Security guard's not going to make it up, especially if they're backing up what people said. And I've heard several people say that two women were making threats against the crowd minutes before this thing began. Her timing is off, by the way. There's something I noticed about the story. The timing doesn't sound right. When they say this was minutes before the massacre took place, and they say this was around 9:20 p.m., unless I'm mistaken, I believe the massacre started at 9:05. I'm almost certain it started at 9:05. Because I remember, the reason I remember that is because I interviewed so many guards who told me how terrible the security was at Mandalay Bay. And they all said that the shift change was at like, I think it was 8:57 or 8:56, and it was at the exact same time every single night. And so he knew the shift change time because he knew there'd be a little bit of, you know, this obviously anytime there's a shift change, people are not quite ready to fight, right? It's a little bit of crisis time. People are coming, people are going. And so I think all this started at 9:03, 9:04, 9:05. And I don't think 920 doesn't make sense if that's when a person was threatening people. It had to be like more like 820 if you're threatening people. So, you know what? Oh, maybe they're right. You know what? Now I'm thinking the shooting started at 10:05. So maybe 920 is correct. Maybe it did start at 10:05. Maybe that's what it was. I think it was at 10:05. So therefore, someone doing the threats at 920 would make sense. I stand corrected. That's, I believe, what I remember now. All right, voter fraud. 3.5 more million registered voters than adults in the United States. Do you know that? Judicial Watch Election Integrity Project examined 2011 through 2015 data of two groups. U.S. Census Bureau's American Community Survey and the Federal Election Assistance Commission. Delroy Murdoch, a Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online, tabulated Judicial Watch's data and found 462 counties where registration rate exceeded 100%. And altogether, there were 3,500,551 more people registered to vote than the adult U.S. citizens in these counties. Enough over-registered voters to populate a ghost state about the size of Connecticut. Here are some counties where registered voters outnumber adult citizens. Delaware's Newcastle County, Georgia's Fulton County, California's Los Angeles County, California's San Diego County, Washington's Clark County, New Mexico's Harding County, and the list goes on and on. More troubling still is the number of ghost voters in battleground states where electoral college votes can be decided by incredibly narrow margins. Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Michigan, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Virginia all have 100,000 or more voters than there are people. So you tell me if this country is not ripe for fraud. All right, well, good news is that the GOP revolts against retiring Paul Ryan. He appears to be losing his grip on power, good, over a restive House Republican conference just a month after announcing he would retire from Congress. Members of the, see, this is what I disagree with, the far-right Freedom Caucus. I would be a member of the Freedom Caucus if I was in Congress, and it's not far-right. There's nothing far-right about it. It's conservative. The Conservative Freedom Caucus is what it should say, or the right Freedom Caucus, but not far-right. Anyway, they teamed with moderate Republicans on Friday to sink the farm bill, a major legislative priority and legacy item for lame duck Speaker Paul Ryan. In a related development, a band of 20 centrist Republicans are revolting against Ryan, circumventing leadership by using a rare procedural tactic to force a series of immigration votes. It's okay, you're not going to win those immigration votes. If you win those immigration votes, you're going to lose the election in 18. Everything I've said is wrong. Throw it out the window. How could you be this stupid? Could you be this stupid? You're about to win in 2018. You're going to win in a landslide in 20. If you just shut up and stick to the conservative Trump principles, if you're dumb enough to legalize illegals, you moron, Republican, rhino, centrist losers, you won't win anything. Wow. The outgoing Speaker, Paul Ryan, had hoped to use his final months in office raising money for his party and campaigning to defend the House majority for the midterms. Instead, he's facing increasing intra-party divisions on several fronts, largely due to a power vacuum he created once he publicly announced his retirement. It's difficult to close deals when your speaker has announced you were leaving in a few months, a senior GOP source said Friday after the farm bill went down. If you have somebody who's going to be stepping down 8 months in advance, a lot of people are not going to care what you have to say. Added a GOP member, the shelf life of a former anything in Congress is about 30 minutes. That could not be refuted with 1,000 examples. It's just the way it is. Anyway, the point is, I think the farm bill going down is a good thing. It's an embarrassing defeat for Ryan's welfare reform agenda when they torpedoed a GOP farm bill on Friday despite a frantic last-minute effort to push the bill across the finish line. They held a bunch of meetings Thursday night with conservative holdouts who were seeking a separate vote on a hardline immigration bill authored by Bob Goodlatte, Congressman Bob Goodlatte. Leadership offered Freedom Caucus members a vote on the measure in June, a deal they ended up rejecting because they wanted a stronger commitment. Allies of Ryan placed the blame for the farm bill failure on the antics of the Freedom Caucus, which have long given Ryan and before him John Boehner headaches. The Freedom Caucus wanted to try and create last-minute leverages after a major bill went through regular order. The Freedom Caucus was against welfare reform. They were against the path to try to get people to go to work. They're against farmers, too. Okay, this is what one of the rhinos is saying, Bill Flores, Republican of Texas. So I guarantee you it's not true. No one is for, not having welfare reform. Not true. In any case, Paul Ryan losing is always a win for me. And then the IG report. The FBI and the DOJ broke law on the Clinton email investigation referred for criminal charges. Inspector General's released report, which indicates the FBI and the DOJ both broke the law during the probe into Hillary Clinton's illegal email server. Those invited to review the report were told they would have to sign a non-disclosure agreement in order to read it. They're expected to have a few days to craft a response to any criticism in the report, which will then be incorporated to the final version to be released in the coming weeks. But the information is out. It's out. The IG is turning over a referral to the DOJ for possible criminal charges. He's found reasonable grounds for believing there's been a violation of federal criminal law in the FBI and DOJ's handling of the Clinton investigation, and has referred his findings of potential criminal misconduct for possible criminal prosecution. Wayne Allyn, War Now. We're defeating him. MAGA. Make America great again, Donald.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, Wayne Allerink, Atlantis Tax Group, sponsor of this last segment of hour number two. I love Sam Landis. Boy, was he great for me. The IRS came after me, and my accountant said, I can't handle it. I cannot handle it. You got to go find the best tax lawyer in the world. Gave me a list of lawyers. A bunch of friends gave me a list of lawyers. Pretty soon I had a list of 20 best tax lawyers in the country, and I interviewed quite a few of them, and Sam Landis is the one I picked, and then he beat the IRS, and 6 days later, new IRS audit. And then he beat him again, and I walked away unscathed. I didn't know a thing. Thank you, Sam Landis. I still have another issue he's handling for me right now. The guy's great. The attorneys at the Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 cases. It's trying to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side for as little as $490 a month. Now, this is if you have a major problem with the IRS. He charges a flat monthly fee of $490 a month, and he gets the thing done in 2, 3, 4 months. You're done. You're out of there. Trust me when I tell you, a good tax lawyer costs $25,000 down, 25 big ones. And by the time he's done, he'll charge you another $50. So you're going to pay $75,000. This guy's going to charge you $490 a month for like 4 months. Sam Landis is the best. When you'll get a free consultation. It's with a tax attorney, not a salesman. There are no lies. There are no exaggerations like salesmen do. These are attorneys who can't risk losing their legal license. And you're protected by attorney-client privilege. Very important. Call Landis Tax Group, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, with the letter U. Toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Call them and tell them about your problems with the IRS. Also call them and thank them for sponsoring War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. So Trump suggests the Justice Department is trying to frame him. President Trump on Friday tweeted an unverified claim the FBI placed a mole in his campaign team and suggested the agency's trying to frame him for a crime he didn't commit. Trump tweeted really bad stuff while quoting Fox Business Network anchor David Asman and saying the Department of Justice is out to frame Donald Trump for crimes he didn't commit. Apparently, the DOJ put a spy in the Trump campaign. This has never been done before, and by any means necessary, they're out to frame Donald Trump for crimes he didn't commit, said David Asman. And then Trump put really bad stuff. I was on Fox News, not Fox News, but Newsmax TV earlier today. And they asked me about this, and I said, that's what I love about Donald Trump, that he puts things like really bad stuff. Just drives liberals crazy, because, right, really bad stuff is something you'd expect from a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, a coal miner. Really bad stuff, right? Really hotshot elitists who go to Harvard Law School and become president of the United States, or U.S. senators or governors, they never say things or tweet things like really bad stuff, exclamation mark. They just don't do it. Only Trump does things like that. Because he speaks and resonates to common men and women, the average middle-class voter. And I believe they were out to get him, and I believe he was framed. I've been saying that from the beginning. They were fixing and framing. And if you don't believe it, how about Clapper? The Daily Caller's Julian Nista pointed out the hypocrisy of former Director of Intelligence James Clapper, who said Thursday night on CNN it was a good thing there was an FBI informant spying on the Trump campaign. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Why did he say that? Clapper admitted the FBI may have had someone who was talking to them in the campaign, referring to Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. He tried to explain away the possibility of an FBI informant spying on the campaign as the Bureau was trying to find out, quote, what the Russians were doing to try to substantiate themselves in the campaign or influence or leverage it. So if there was someone that was observing that sort of thing, that's a good thing. Wow. That is amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. And the Wall Street Journal, which is pretty anti-Trump for the most part, Wall Street Journal asks, was Trump's campaign set up? Wall Street Journal continues to counter the liberal mainstream media's anti-Trumpness, with Kimberly Strassel leading the charge, dropping uncomfortable truth bombs. Earlier this week, with Trump now calling out the debacle as possible bigger than Watergate, Strassel tweet storms of key points that everyone should consider. Number one, so a few important points on this New York Times Hurricane Crossfire piece. All of us knew this was coming. This is DOJ FBI leakers' attempt to get in front of the facts. Nunes is forcing out to make it not sound so bad. Don't buy it. It's bad. Number two, biggest takeaway. Government sources admit that indeed the Obama DOJ and FBI spied on the Trump campaign. Spied. New York Times slips in confirmation far down in the story, makes it out like it isn't a big deal. It's a very big deal. Number three, in self-serving desire to get a sympathetic story about its actions, DOJ FBI leakers are willing to provide yet more details about that top secret source, making it all the more likely or certain the source will be outed. That's on them. Number four, DOJ and FBI and its leakers have shredded what little credibility they have in claiming they cannot comply with the subpoena. They're willing to provide details to the friendly media, but not Congress. Number five, back in December, New York Times assured us it was Papadopoulos' downer convo that inspired the FBI to launch an official counterintelligence operation, which was convenient since it diminished the role of the dossier. However, now the New York Times tells us the FBI didn't debrief Downer until August 2nd. All right, so you get the idea. Look, I don't have to read every one of these. You get the idea. This was a setup. They were trying to fix the election. Bad people. When we get back, it's the Newsmax Hour, and we'll expound on this even more. We'll also hear about the new emails revealing John Podesta helped his brother Tony in his lobbying business while working for Obama. Do you understand? If a Republican does this, they want to put you in jail. But a Democrat does it, you only see it reported on Gateway Pundit or maybe Drudge Report or Zero Hedge, and you never hear about it again. They committed all kinds of crimes or boo-boos or mistakes or immoral actions, and nobody cares. But Republicans do one thing, and the whole world's on them. Wayne Allyn Warren out. Be right back.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Help you.